Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. Part 3, A Heavy Night, with Gary Waldhorn as Eddie and Harriet Walter as Angela.
Oh, and you had the bathroom rack rolled too.
Oh, and I always love Roman blinds, Angela.
What's in here?
The meter cupboard. The LEB will read the meter soon because I just had the electric transferred from Uncle Bill's name to mine. But payment, of course, will be down to you.
Daddy did ask me to ask you, Angela, well, about security.
Of tenure?
Oh, heavens no. We're friends, so that hardly comes into it. But he was waffling on about the area, being a bit iffy, you know.
Just tell him that minicabbing is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week business and the office is immediately below you.
Did you take before and after pictures of the flat, Angela?
No, I didn't want to be reminded of the before. I had to hire a skip. Uncle Bill had left the place full of dirty mattresses and empty bottles.
It was the drink that got him, then?
Eddie says so.
Eddie?
Oh, that's who your mother says is getting you hopelessly enmeshed, as it were.
He happens to run the business for me, Susie. He's the daytime controller and the reason you can feel safe up here.
Well, I think it's very enterprising of you. Well, not only knocking this flat into shape, but the business as well.
Charles is helping me with the books. And Gordon, my solicitor, is doing his damnedest to sort out the lease. But it's all proving amazingly complex, so I'm going to crash out in Ibiza for a couple of weeks to catch my breath.
I've got to hand it to you.
But then none of us could do anything without Eddie's cooperation.
Dying to meet him.
Yes.
Yes, I'll introduce you. Be a useful person to have on your side. And he's very charming.
Just get off my line, madam. Piss off out of it, and if you hire a car from me again, hold your nose.
Eddie, what's going on? What's up with you?
6-0. 6-0, return to base immediately.
I can't believe this. I mean, I've never heard you be so rude to a customer before, Ed. Never.
Yes, 6-0. To base, now.
And what are you calling Slippy in for?
That was the third complaint this week about his car.
What about it?
Customers gagging on the smell of his sweaty feet.
Oh, well, Slip's got a bit of a problem at the moment.
Who hasn't, boy? Do you think I haven't?
Yeah, I think you have. Since you ask, Ed, I think you're losing your touch.
Look at me. Do you know I haven't had more than 2 consecutive hours sleep for a week?
Well, it's all the more reason you should stop at my place again.
No, thank you. Car service.
Eddie, I stripped the mattress. I can't see nothing.
Something bit me. And your address, sir?
Well, it's got to be better than dusting down here.
Fine, sir. But give your car 5 minutes. Shepherd's Bush is chock-a-block. Nor am I accustomed, Danny, to boiling up water to shave in the morning in an old baked bean can. Yeah. 2-3-2-3, are you still Shepherd's Bush? Nor, for that matter, do I appreciate the top deck of the 6:15 bus to the city overseeing my more intimate toilet arrangements.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, the wife's mother was meant to make curtains, but, well, as things are now...
10 Marsham Street, 2-3, top flat, top bell, just round the corner from where you are now. And another thing I can't take is your ex-wife screaming abuse through the letterbox the minute the pub shut.
She's not my ex-wife.
Ex or not, Danny, there's only one word for what she is, and that's an alco. Roger, 2-3.
It's just that us having split up has put a strain on her marriage, Ed.
Well, it's bound to, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the council that's driven her to drink. I mean, we haven't really split up. It's just that we are officially separated, see?
Yeah, you're paying the price of your greed, Danny.
But you'd have done it. Once we bought the one flat, well, the obvious next step was for me to boot Vina kids out so she'd get rehoused, and then we could buy the second flat too.
You saw yourself as a property magnate.
No more than you.
My case was different.
I've only got to sell one of my flats and I'm home and dry.
Eddie! Come!
2-3, what do you mean no top flat?
Eddie, Mohammed, he cried.
Mohammed? Get away.
Hang about, 2-3. I took the gentleman's number. I'm ringing him now.
It's true. He's sit. He in his car, Danny. Boo-hoo.
What?
Sir, may I check your address for the car you just ordered?
He say me, Eddie, say him. I finish with you. Drop dead, Zulu.
My apologies, sir. I had Marsham Street, not Avenue. Your car is redirected as from now.
Ed's losing his grip.
I know, he's bad.
Hey, how's your flat, gringo?
It's good.
Like, the landlord hadn't tried breaking in again?
I get me steel shutter, no problem.
And how's the wife taking it?
2-3-2-3 should read Marsham Avenue.
At night, I go home, I let her out.
But suppose she wants out during the day?
Well, she work night. It's okay. I'm more worried here, upstairs.
Roger, 2-3.
You're not another one claiming a rent allowance on Bill's old flat, are you? Do you know, I reckon if the social, the R-purchase people and the credit card companies was to collate their records, There'll be a couple of hundred people living upstairs, on paper.
I give up. I've had this business. There's something radically wrong with it.
Ah, score off, Nicko Ed. You just need something to give you a bit of a lift.
Gringo, go next door. Get me another black coffee.
Eddie, why have you called me back to bait?
You do not touch Mohammed!
Thanks, Gringo, but I shall deal with Slippy.
Okay. I get you coffee.
You mean you hadn't noticed, Slippy, that I'm an equal opportunities employer?
You've gone soft.
I have to say, Ed, I don't understand why you've told Mohammed to piss off now.
Because he's got 15 no-smoking signs in his car now. That amounts to intimidation of my customers, as does the threat of death by asphyxiation, Slippy.
What are you on about?
And what's that dangling down your front?
A pyjama cord, is it?
Yeah, well, it's cold in my car at night.
It's going to get colder, boy.
What?
Once you start sleeping with your feet hanging out the window.
Well, no wonder the car smells. Why don't you go home at nights?
Because they reaccommodated me in a B&B in Margate. I tried commuting, but it was killing me. I mean, time-wise, there'd have been no problem. Time-wise, there was a 6-in-6-out regular shift upstairs in Bill's old flat.
Time was, Bill and I had 100 angles on that flat.
I heard you got space in one of your flats, Dandy.
Oh, what?
Car service?
No, I'm full up.
Yes, I've got that. The Bow Wow Parlour,
anyway,
darling.
Anyway, Vi's given me enough hassle as it is, yeah.
Job for you, Slip. One Pekingese. He's had his shampoo and set, wants to go home to Totteridge. Here's the address.
You know I don't like dogs in my car.
And now you know I don't like people in your car.
Now I'm here, Ed. What about my proposition?
Remind me.
Eddie, they're big punters, flying in hot from Macau.
Any other time, Slip.
The Nero Club lifted $10,000 off of them in a single night last year.
It's just that I haven't got the venue.
That would use my place, eh?
A council flat in Battersea is not conducive. It's just not a backdrop for punters like this.
Anyway, you said you hadn't got an empty place.
Just get this dog, Slip, and don't come back here without an aerosol for your car.
Okay.
And one for your feet.
Okay, then we'll talk some more.
Danny?
Hmm?
Why not take Slippy in? Some rent from him would help with your repayments.
Well, it would if he ever paid me it. Well, it's okay for you, Ed. If someone doesn't pay up, you knock it off their account work. But for me... Well, anyway, I want to sell the flat. Sell it, not rent it.
Eddie! She came! Angela!
She came!
Where have you been? Where's my coffee?
Eddie, Mohammed, he cry.
Gringo, would you please remind Mohammed that when he first presented his credentials to me, it was as the son of one of the toughest warrior chiefs in Africa.
He say me, he done hoover his car every day. Eddie, every week he done double wax. Wheel trim with toothbrush.
Oh, give me strength.
Hi, everyone.
Hi there.
Hi.
Everything okay, Eddie?
Lovely, thanks.
Just wanted to introduce you, Eddie. Susie.
Hello.
Deborah. Eddie. Hi. Just been explaining how you'll keep an eye out for them.
Thanks. All part of the service.
You want a car, lady?
Oh, me? Oh, no, thanks. We're just unpacking.
What time you want a car?
Gringo, you're meant to be getting me a coffee.
Oh, no, Gringo, wait. I'm going to take Eddie for a coffee, please. There are just a few last details I have to sort out with you, Eddie, before I go.
And we must soldier on upstairs.
But when we do want a car... We'll know where to come.
If Danny could just cover the phones, I'll wait for you around the corner in the boulevard, Eddie.
Gringo.
Yeah?
The street door. Undo that rag round the handles.
But, Eddie, you say me bang, bang, drive you crazy. You say me you sleep nothing with that door go bang, bang.
I don't think it will worry me anymore. And Danny...
Hmm?
Remember that late-night band I put on, revving up outside here?
And playing loud music with car windows rolled down?
Car service. That ban is lifted, as from tonight.
Eddie, I'm not sure you've heard anything I've said.
Pardon, darling?
About Charles and the cashing facility, and about Gordon and the lease.
Another black coffee over here, please.
Okay, sir.
You just go and enjoy yourself, sweetheart. A 4-star hotel, is it? Super. Please don't worry about me.
But, Eddie...
But give me a thought during happy hour, will you? When you're on to your second drink.
But, Eddie, you look awful, actually. You look ill.
Nothing a night's sleep wouldn't cure.
Why can't you sleep?
You should try in that back office.
In the back... You mean you're... Oh, but you can't do that.
You'd rather I went down to the embankment with a copy of the Times, I suppose.
Oh, don't be silly. Have you put a bed in the back,
then? A bed? What's wrong with the floor?
Eddie, for heaven's sake...
And a nice comfy telephone directory for my head.
But you...
I thought you were buying a flat.
As soon as I've got enough for a deposit. Meanwhile, I'll survive. My stuff might not stay the course, but I will.
Your stuff?
Well, I had nowhere else to store it, darling, except in the back office. And I only had my eyes closed half an hour last night and I was down another Yves Saint Laurent suit and a pair of Gucci shoes.
Oh, Eddie. Well, I could at least, yes, put some of your stuff in my spare bedroom, but...
No, sweetheart, I wouldn't hear of it. It serves me right. Someone like me shouldn't have possessions. Someone like me should always travel light.
Travel? Where to? I mean, you're surely not thinking of...
Well, I don't like the sound of it, Angela.
I couldn't let him go on sleeping on the office floor.
Sounds like the thin end of the wedge.
Well, he's only staying here while I'm away. He'll leave the minute I get back.
You're taking an awful risk.
He has too much pride to stick around when and if he's not wanted.
If? There you are. It's the emotional risk.
Well, that's up to me, but I don't want the business to suffer while I'm away, and the poor man is at the end of his tether. And that's my car. I'll have to go.
I'm going to pop over and check things out for you.
When?
I've got a set of keys. I'll play it by ear. Have Debs and Susie settled in?
Yes, and they're thrilled with the flat.
Then go with an easy mind, Angela. You seem to have done your best to please everyone. Apart from me.
You know the password, man?
Stop playing silly and let me in.
Who's that, Mohammed?
This trick of white phlegm, man.
If it's Nico, let him in. And Mohammed, if you don't mind, I don't want people bounced out of this flat before they've even got in.
My arms are breaking, Ed.
Mohammed, you put the champagne in the fridge. And Nico, bring the cold stuff through to my barman.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God, you fell on your feet here then, Ed. As soon as I saw the chandelier downstairs in the foyer, I said to myself, my God, Ed has fallen on
his feet.
Have
you brought the cards?
In me pocket, here. New. No seals broken.
Good. I don't want a repeat of that pinholes fracker again.
No, that was unfair. An unjust accusation. As was that time when the lights failed twice in the one evening.
Put the packs on the table.
I mean, who gets advance warning of a power failure?
You being sarcastic, boy.
Me, Ed? Never. Here, this room's nice. Touch of class, eh, Slippy?
Slippy's on the bar. Give him the whiskey.
Haven't you brought lemons? What about lemon slices?
Shut up and stop flicking your ash in the potpourri.
What?
And don't stub out in the wine coaster.
You making some of your cocktails, Slip?
Do you want one?
Well, I'll have a RV wall banger, thanks.
Try that dimmer switch over there, Nico. There's too much light on this table.
All you need now is the green eyeshade, Ed.
One drink and you're out.
Oh, right. Cheers, innit? Thanks, Slip. Here's to ya.
Here, mate. I'll have my cocktail out here.
Don't give him one. He's only here on sufferance.
He looks good on the door, though, Ed.
Quite.
Anyway, as I was saying, the minute I saw that chandelier, I said to myself, Eddie ought to get Danny to hitch up the lights in the flat here to the freeholder's supply on the landings.
Hello?
Eddie, the office. 01 just made contact. The plane was on time.
I trust he took him straight to the Bureau de Change.
Yes, Ed. And now the 20 minutes out of Heathrow and about to turn off the motorway.
And are we on target your end too?
Yes, Ed. 3 complaints about noise from upstairs already this evening.
Good boy. Speak to you later. Bye.
There'd be no point, Nico, in hitching these lights up because it's Angela's flat, not Eddie's.
No. When he looks so at home here.
Well, give him time.
What's that supposed to mean?
Ah, come on, Ed. The woman's in love with you.
I think so too.
I've got proof positive.
How?
Well, you know there's a wall safe in a bedroom.
I'll get you for this, Slippy. Mohammed, come in here!
Oh, hang on.
Hear him out, Ed.
You call me, man? It was accidental. The picture hung squint. I went to straighten it.
He was flicking round with his feather duster at the time.
What did you take?
Would I be telling you if I'd taken something?
Shut up.
There was nothing. Except a note from you inviting her to dinner.
That's odd. That must have been over 6 months ago, when I first met her.
And she's treasured it ever since. I find that deeply moving, don't you, Slip?
So far as this flat's concerned, he's got it made.
You're scum. Do you know that? You're the dregs. Mohammed, get that door.
I don't understand you, Ed.
That lady deserves far better than me.
I don't get it either.
which is why you stay at the bottom of the barrel, and me, I drift to the top.
Ed, he's done it.
Nice and easy. Just floating, eh, Ed?
Eddie, I can't stop at my Battersea flat no longer.
What's happened to you, Dan?
It was Vi. She got me on the landing with an empty Guinness bottle.
Pour me a bourbon, Slippy. I'll get one in before the rush.
She says she'll track me down, wherever.
What's the matter with you? She's only a woman. Wasn't your belt her one foot?
This is the point I was trying to get across to you, Slippy. What you lack is a certain finesse. Now, Danny, something more important crossed my mind. Am I right in thinking that you did a job on the electricity to Bill's old flat?
Yeah, I'll run it off the street lamp, Ed.
Then that's what you should be worrying about. That needs changing. Fast.
Ed, it's a lady.
Oh, it's fine. She's give her off me.
Just hold on to her out there.
Give her one.
Disarm her.
OK, Mohammed, just shut the door.
Help! Police!
Mohammed, will you leave go of that lady immediately?
Eddie!
I said leave go, not drop her. I'm so sorry. It's Angela's mum, isn't it? Help me into the sitting room with her.
But, Eddie, it wasn't my fault.
Take my arm.
Oh, thank you.
I'm afraid my man just doesn't know his own strength. But you'll feel better once you've sat down.
Who is it?
Gentlemen, may I introduce you? Angela's mother, Mrs. Corfton Brown. We'll make the lady a drink.
Would you like a cushion?
Would you like ice?
Eddie, you're taking unspeakable liberties with my daughter's flat. I demand an explanation.
We're about to throw a little party.
Yes, quite. Yes. Well?
For you.
For me? Oh, so Angela told you that I might... For me?
You play cards, do you?
Well, a little bridge, but...
It's them, Eddie!
Bear with us. We might have to play a simpler game than that. And if you'll excuse me a minute...
Drink this up, love, and you'll feel better.
What is it?
It's a Harvey Wallbanger.
It's a what?
Gentlemen, this is a pleasure. Take their coats, Mohammed. I'm delighted to welcome you to London. Oh, no, if you wouldn't mind, just you, sir, keeping your jacket on. I have one guest who might be a bit nervous at the sight of a shoulder holster. And then, if you'd care to follow me, gentlemen, please.
Gordon, as soon as I got back to Henley, I rang you for your advice, that's all.
But there's none I can give. If, as you say, Angela invited him to stay at her flat, then there is nothing you can do at law to get him out.
Oh.
Mind you, I don't see why he didn't avail himself of the vacant flat above the office, if it was just a question of a few nights.
Oh, Angela has let that.
Let it? I'm appalled. Here am I, engaged in a very delicate operation to achieve a change of use for the office, whilst trying to renegotiate the lease with a landlord who does not countenance subletting.
Please, Gordon. I've a frightful headache.
Sorry, I didn't know you were unwell.
It's just an awful hangover.
Ah. If you don't mind, I've important clients waiting.
And Gordon. Not only was I threatened with an empty Guinness bottle by a woman who alleged I was having an affair with her husband, but worse, much worse, I lost £500.
This puts a different complexion on things. If you had money stolen whilst at Angela's flat...
No, I lost it.
Mislead it?
No, I lost it in a game of poker, Gordon.
A game of... I suggest a couple of aspirin and a lie down. If later you are still worried, ring Angela and ask her to return and sort this mess out herself. Now, goodbye.
Really? One wonders what one pays these solicitors for. Oh. Hello?
Mrs. Corfton Brown, it's Susie. We got your number from Debbie's father, and we're sorry, but we can't stay here a minute longer.
Oh, hello, Susie, dear.
Last night we were sitting down to dinner, and the lights failed, and nobody seems to be able to get the electricity back on. Well, Debbie went hysterical.
Oh.
Well, sleep deprivation can be very serious, you know. So anyway, we want your permission to move into Angela's flat for a few days' respite.
But,
while we try to find somewhere else before she comes back.
Well, you'll have to move, because according to Angela's solicitor, you being there is nothing short of disaster.
No need to tell me that.
There's no need to be rude, Susie.
And you can't stay at Angela's because Eddie is.
Oh, no, not him.
Yes, well, he can be a tricky customer, but Angela knows how to handle him. I shall ring her. Then she can ring him.
Oh.
Meanwhile, you discuss the situation with him because, on the other hand, he can be very resourceful.
Car service.
Debbie, there has to be a catch. I mean, in Battersea. 2 bedrooms for 30,000.
Car service.
Well, that's the sort of price council tenants are paying to purchase their own flats. And if, as Eddie says, the price reflects the vendor's desperation...
Car service.
Well, certainly the way one picks up a real bargain is at someone else's expense.
This line keeps going dead.
Well, maybe it's Angela. It took me a whole day to get through from Ibiza once. Eddie, can we look at this flat?
Forget I ever mentioned it. Please. Car service.
At 30,000... Daddy might even lend us it for an ex-council flat. At one point, he was considering buying a whole block.
Sweetheart, you rang before. How lovely to hear you. Listen, ring back in 5 minutes, will you? Because I've got a business meeting underway.
Eddie, that was Angela.
You shouldn't have put the phone down.
I bet it took her ages to get through and a stack of pesetas.
Oh, damn, I didn't think.
Eddie, is this flat vacant?
Eddie, have you got keys?
Ladies, will you stop pushing me now, please? Car service.
Maybe the vendor would rent us the place till we were in a position to buy.
No, I'm sorry, operator. Strict company policy. We do not accept any reverse charge calls.
Eddie! That could have been Angela again.
Oh, damn, I didn't think.
Hello?
It's me, Mummy, Angela.
Oh, darling. A much better line than yesterday.
I'm at Gatwick, actually.
Oh, what a shame. When you'd another week to go.
From what I could make out of your phone call yesterday and then my total failure to talk to Eddie, I was too worried. But I've just been through to the office and Gringo's already been dispatched to collect me.
Then tell him to bring you here to Henley.
Why?
Because I don't want you to be upset. Oh, Angel, if you could have seen your flat. A smog of cigar smoke. An obstacle race of empties, and me tripping over the sleeping figure of a black man in the hall whilst a woman called Vi screamed abuse.
In that case, I'm going straight to the office to see Eddie and demand an explanation.
Oh, no, I shouldn't go there. I mean, with Susie and Debs in the process of moving out, it could be embarrassing for you.
Moving out? Where to? Why?
Roger 01.
I go now, Eddie.
Sit down. 2323.
But Eddie, Angela, she rang half an hour ago. She want a car.
Go Dumbarton Avenue, 23, Mr. Milne, Twickenham, on account.
I go Gatwick now.
Sit down, Gringo. Roger 23. My information is that you're stuck in heavy traffic on Robin Hood Roundabout.
Huh? Me? No. When are you going to learn, Gringo? Ed's taking it out on his woman on account he lost 5 grand in her flat.
I never lose, boy. Remember that?
Ah, I was there. I know, mate.
What you don't know is this. I'm already in the process of clawing that money back. And at 100% profit.
How you do that? Come back long way around. I go Blackwall Tunnel, eh?
Give my lady credit, Gringo. She's no Gatwick pushover.
I dropped by Angela's, Ed, and she reckons she'll have the place sparkling in a couple of hours.
Good boy. Now, Mohammed, look sharp, go to the King's Head. Tell Nico I want a bottle of champagne delivered to Angela's flat by 6 o'clock. Oh, and tell him not to go over the top. I don't want any ice bucket, Nick, from the Vendome this time. Then, take this and go to Sid's stall outside the pub and see what terms he'll give me on a few dozen red roses. Mm-hmm. Take them to Vi at Angela's and ask her to stick them in vases. While you're there, pick up my stuff. 2 bags in the spare bedroom and 6 suits on hangers. Car service. Oh, and get my cashmere coat from the hallway. Sweetheart, I don't believe this. Bloody Portuguese peasant, isn't he there yet?
Eddie, I hear, I still hear.
Shut up. No, not you, darling. Look, please wait. Just stay put. He has to be with you soon.
Eddie, why you take me for, man? Some friggin' errand boy?
Gringo, what the hell are you doing still hanging around here?
Me, but Eddie.
Put your foot down, boy. You should be halfway to Gatwick by now. Move.
I go. Move back.
And Mohammed, point taken. You've earned your colours and 1 week's rent-free driving, OK. But don't bring my stuff back here. I want you to cruise around the locality. I'll be leaving Danny on the radio and he'll contact you when I'm ready. OK.
You heard him, Danny. 1 week rent-free. You'll be my witness, man, OK?
Yeah, sure. Eddie, if I was over the moon about me selling the flat...
Hold on, boy. There's some way to go yet, but it feels right.
Yeah, thanks to you.
which is why I'm entitled to my commission.
How much?
Just in excess of 25%. I know it's a bit more than an estate agent would charge, but none of them could shift it for you.
You can't charge that.
You said you'd be happy if you broke even.
Yeah, at 20 grand. But how can I if I'm paying you 25% of that?
Do me a favour. I've quoted them 30,000, so you get your 20 untouched. Car service.
How extraordinary. I think my mother must have been hallucinating.
She got very drunk.
Embarrassing for you.
No, bless her. She had a whale of a time, and I took great care of her.
And you took care of Debs and Susie, too.
Well, once I realised they were threatening your solicitor's negotiations, what else could I do?
And I've never seen the flat look so lovely, Eddie.
You look lovely too.
Well, what about you? Where are you going to go now?
Some cheap hotel. Who cares?
You'd better stay here.
Sweetheart, I wouldn't dream of it.
You wouldn't be imposing, actually.
Go and answer the front door, darling.
I mean, it could be fun.
Three,
four. Car service.
Danny, Eddie, contact Mohammed. Tell him to bring my stuff back here in half an hour.
Right you are, Ed.
Eddie, look at this.
Well, he knows about it because he ordered it.
Oh, Eddie, you're so sweet.
I didn't order all that smoked salmon, did I?
No, but it's that little extra touch that counts, Ed.
How much?
Do you know, you two look really nice together.
I'll get some glasses.
No, wait. In my pocket, look, still boxed, a pair of champagne glasses, lead crystal. How's that for service here?
I said, how much?
My salmon's always a pound to you, Ed.
But it looks like the best quality. Where'd you buy it?
Don't be daft, darling. It got oisted, didn't it?
It got what?
Get out.
Just trying to be helpful, Ed.
Out of here.
Do you know, I think the reason you two compliment each other so much is that you're such different people.
Take no notice of him.
But Eddie...
Angela... I'm very worried about this situation.
Why?
Because you bring out the best in me.
What do you mean?
You deserve better than me.
Well, your world is so different to mine, actually. It's fascinating to me. And I think you're a rather special person. I missed you while I was away.
But, Angel, what can I possibly give you you haven't already got?
Well, £70 a week for a start.
Pardon?
Well, when Debbie was my lodger here, she paid 55, but that was over a year ago. So taking inflation into account, plus the fact that I'm now having to make up for the loss of rent on Bill's old flat, and adding in your share of the foam pill... What's the matter, Eddie?
And I thought I was the mercenary one.
But if you insist, I'll accept 100.
Sweetheart, don't try playing me at my own game. Please, it doesn't suit you. Now, just answer me this. Why do you think a lady would hang on to an out-of-date, insignificant note from a gentleman?
Sentimental reasons?
Yes.
Unless she suspected him of something.
Like what?
And needed a sample of his handwriting.
For what?
How should I know? Cheers, Eddie. Here's to your stay with me.
That was Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. In part three, A Heavy Night, the part of Eddie was played by Gary Waldhorn and Angela by Harriet Walter. Mrs. Corfton Brown, Maxine Audley, Nico, Neil Dudgeon, Gringo, Paul Gregory, Mohammed, Stefan Khalifa, Slippy, Norman Jones, Susie, Danielle Allen, Debbie, Petra Markham, Gordon, Ian Lindsay, and Danny, Mark Straker. Technical presentation was by Richard Beardsmore, Anne Bunting, Ian Pratt, and Helen Scott. The play was directed by Richard Wortley.